This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There was a headline a couple of weeks ago, maybe you saw it, that Kraft Heinz, the processed food conglomerate, is going to rebrand its eponymous macaroni and cheese. For just a limited time, the company is replacing the word dinner on those blue and yellow boxes with breakfast, because mac and cheese is a breakfast food now, I guess. It's a pandemic. There are no rules. But in all seriousness, this is just the latest chapter in the history of a food that's had shelf space in the American pantry for generations. Jeffrey Miller is a professor of hospitality management at Colorado State, and here with his ode to macaroni and cheese.
Macaroni and cheese is a very old food. We have recipes that are 700 years old for macaroni and cheese. The Neapolitans, the people who gave us that great pizza, also gave us macaroni and cheese. But this product that is so ubiquitous on the marketplace today, we owe it all to James Kraft.
Kraft home-cooked dinners, the quick kind you cook up fresh.
As I jokingly tell my own students, we like to curse processed foods, but we usually do it with a mouth full of them.
You know, feeding a whole ball team isn't too big a job when you have Kraft macaroni and cheese dinner handy.
The original formulation for macaroni and cheese came out of the Depression.
Costs only a nickel a serving.
It was always sold as a value food, a cheap way to feed your family quickly. What really made macaroni and cheese take off, however, was the rationing in World War II.
With most meat going to feed the biggest army in U.S. history, a series of meatless Tuesdays went into effect.
Macaroni and cheese cost one ration point, which was not much even then. So you'd spend one of your ration points, you'd spend a few cents on a box of macaroni and cheese, and it was a center of the plate item that you could feed your family.
Okay, boys, come and get it.
Kraft home cooked dinner.
Foods like macaroni and cheese were very liberating for women.
I have a problem. It's my husband. He comes home for lunch.
Most women spent a lot of time in the kitchen preparing three meals a day for their families. They were very open to something that would give them some free time to concentrate on something else.
Kraft macaroni and cheese dinner. New hope for wives who took their husbands for better or worse.
I'd get them for lunch, too.
Women, as a result of processed foods and convenience foods, are able to enter professions, were able to have more hobbies, etc., etc. And so it was very well received by them. Processed foods were considered to be a blessing by a lot of people. People really like processed foods. It's just kind of fashionable to say that they don't. Processed foods are as big, if not bigger, than ever. A lot of us had our lives upended by the coronavirus without question. And I heard a lot of people say that, oh, isn't this great? Americans are getting back to cooking and, you know, they're going to appreciate home-cooked food. I just don't think that's true. It's a hobby for some middle-class people, but I think we still want the convenience that goes with somebody preparing our food for us. And so that happy medium right now is macaroni and cheese and box foods and things like that.
Professor Jeffrey Miller at Colorado State University in defense on this program of macaroni and cheese.